Good Shabbos, good Shabbos. So today we're going to learn about the tefillah, Atakidashta, which we say every Friday night. It's the first bracha of our Shmona Esrei, of our Amidah. And the idea of this little shir is to give us a few thoughts to think about as we say this tefillah, to give us a little extra kavana. And we'll end with a nice story. Give us some inspiration. So the tefillah begins, Ata kidashta et yom ha-shvi'i l'shimcha. You sanctified Shabbos for your name. So in Chassidus, the Nativo Shalom talks about how each prayer is like a different stage in the marriage ceremony where we are marrying Hashem, so to speak. So Friday night, it's the engagement, the kiddushin. So we talk about how Hashem has sanctified, has made special, has mekadeshed the seventh day for your name. And the tefillah continues, Tachlit maaseh shamayim ba'aretz. Shabbos is the purpose, the goal of the heavens and the earth. And if you think about this, it's quite astounding. What we're saying is that all of our lives, all of the world, every little flower, everything is here just for Shabbos Kodesh. It's the climax of our lives. It's meant to be. That's what it's meant to be for a holy Jew. You know, some people have a custom on Shabbos to take a Shabbos tiyul, a little walk outside. I had the schus to walk in the park near Gan Sakar last night. My wife, and you really see all of creation, and it's perhaps a little bit raising up the whole world, the whole creation, to Hashem on Shabbos Kodesh. I feel like, besides the fact that it makes you not have to nap as much when you take a little walk, it's a fulfillment of this idea of showing that all of creation is truly there for the sake of being uplifted on Shabbos Kodesh. Like a kala entering into the chuppah is the language of some mafarshim, that Shabbos is the goal, the end, where the whole world is a big chuppah, but Shabbos from lakshan of vayachulu is the bride walking into the chuppah. We continue on. Uvirachta mikol yamim. You've blessed it more than all the days. V'kidashta mikol hazmanim. You sanctified it more than all of the other time periods. V'chen chatuv b'Torahtacha. And thus has been said in your Torah. So, God blessed Shabbos. Perhaps that means that there's a greater ability to feel God's presence on Shabbos. The Kabbalistic Sfarim talk about the idea that on Shabbos, God's light is shining forth to the spiritual worlds, and it's also shining forth to this world in a very, very powerful way. And if we open ourselves up, we can feel a little bit of that light shining down. Now, Rashi mentions that on a practical level, what's the bracha of Shabbos? It's the man, the double man which fell on Erev Shabbos, and where we ate double on Shabbos because of that. And that's why we have more food and wine on Shabbos Kodesh. And there's also the Neshama Yitera, the extra soul, which we're privy to feel. The Ibn Ezra writes that we have greater intellectual and Neshama power on Shabbos. And the Zohar writes that on Friday night, our Neshama is uplifted. During the day, the Nefesh is stronger. And then by the third meal, by Mincha, the Ruach is more powerful. So it's a special time of connecting to our soul. Like God breathed the world into existence, Vayin Shom, He breathed. So we feel that blessing of the breath on Shabbos Kodesh. I want to finish off with one of my favorite Rav Shlomo stories, which really brings these ideas home, and it's the story of Chatzkala L'Chvod Shabbos Kodesh. So about 200 years ago, there was a Rebbe. His name was Rav Bereshalo of Ashbitzne. And he writes the following story in the foreword to his book. When he was 17 years old, he was desperate to have a Rebbe. Not just someone to give you information, but like Rav Shlomo says, the Rav who connects you to the Yud, who connects you to the Shechina. Someone will connect my heart to the deepest, deepest, highest places. Yeah, he had met so many Rebbes, but he wanted his Rebbe, who was part of his heart. And one day he heard that there's certain Rebbe, Rav Shlomo Lakshnaver, was coming to Ashbitzne for Shabbos, and something inside him told him that this could be his Rebbe. But how would he know? So he decided, like Eliezer, he's going to make a little sign. The sign was like this. You see, in this town, Ashbitzne, there lived a simple Jew, or people thought he was simple, and his name was Chatzkala Lechava Shabbos. Chatzkala was a porter. He was a very strong person. And he would spend his days going in the shuk and helping people schlep their food. And whenever someone saw was schlepping something that was a little bit too heavy, he would help them. And let's say it was Sunday, and Chanala was buying a few potatoes. So Chatzkala would help him, her, and then Chatzkala would ask kind of sheepishly, "Do you think maybe some of these potatoes could be the Chavad Shabbos?" And Chanala would say, "Well, sure, I'm buying 10 pounds worth. I'm sure we could save some of them for Shabbos Kodesh." And Chatzkala's face would start to shine. "The Chavad Shabbos? Gewalt! Amazing!" And he would run down the shuk screaming, "Gewalt, the Chavad Shabbos Kodesh." Then Monday came, and he would say, "Wow, do you think maybe I could take the sweet potato, Rachel?" And Rachel would say, "Sure." "Gewalt!" He'd get even more strong. Tuesday, he could hardly contain himself when he was schlepping the fish. Wednesday, he was going crazy schlepping the meat. Thursday, schlepping the quinoa. "Gewalt! Shabbos!" And everyone knew, Chatzkala's going crazy. By Friday, he mamish couldn't control himself. He was jumping up and down, singing, "I got da 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 di, na 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 na. His mom is going crazy. Chol Shabbos Kodesh." And everyone kind of thought Chatzkala was a simple Jew, but I knew that this guy was special. You know, he got that simple, pure enthusiasm. And so I said to myself, if Rav Shlomo greets this Chatzkala in a special way, then this must be my Rebbe. So after davening, a beautiful davening, everyone says good Shabbos to the Rebbe. Everyone except Chatzkala, because Chatzkala, he was too shy. He wouldn't make a big deal of himself. But Shlomo calls him over and says, "Excuse me, son, can I know your name?" And Chatzkala said kind of sheepishly, "Well, my name is Chesky." And the Rebbe looks at him and he says, "No, but what's your real name?" And he says, "Well, people call me Chatzkala Lechava Shabbos." And he's a little embarrassed to admit this. And the Rebbe says, "Why would they call you that?" And he says, "Please, Rebbe, don't embarrass me. Please, please tell me." So Chatzkala says, "Well, you see, I schlep food all week and I scream Lechava Shabbos Kodesh. And so people kind of make that my nickname." And the Rebbe looks him in the eyes, very serious, and he says, "I have a question, Chatzkala Chava Shabbos. What are you thinking about when you schlep that food and scream Lechavod Shabbos Kodesh?" So Chatzkala looks at him and he says, "I think to myself, I know the beginning. I know the beginning that Hashem created the world. He created Adam, he created Avram Avinu, who created the 12 tribes. I know the middle, the Jewish people sent into exile, but I don't know the end. When will Mashiach come? When will the great Shabbos come? And that's what I'm screaming, when I'm screaming, Lechvod Shabbos Kodesh. Lecha Havoyit Shabbos. Lecha Havoyit Shabbos. When we pray for Shabbos Kodesh, we're really praying for the harmony, for the peace, for the whole world, for the Tachlit Shamayim Aretz, for the purpose of everything. So this Shabbos, a special Shabbos, Shabbos Chol HaMoed, when the whole world is in so much pain and needs such a healing, let's bring some extra Shabbos energy into the universe, yearn for our own personal Shabbos, but also yearn for the Shabbos of harmony, of peace, of love for the whole world. And Hashem's given us the most beautiful treasure, Shabbos Kodesh. So let's really, really utilize it. Whether you're alone, whether you're with your family, dig deep into your soul this Shabbos and find that extra neshama that Hashem reveals to us on Shabbos Kodesh. Good Shabbos. From the Heilige Simcha Center, have a beautiful Shabbos. If you enjoyed this little tefillah podcast, let me know. Give me a thumbs up. And if you have any questions, please be in touch. Good Shabbos.